Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. I've now been doing this podcast for over 10 years here on Podbean. I've been on iTunes. I was in the old Zune store. And you know, I mean, I probably have 20 people that like to listen to my voice once a month, and so be it and fair. Some of them are former students of mine who like to listen to Fred and Ed stories and send me emails when there aren't a Fred and Ed story available every month. There's never going to be a Fred and Ed story available every month just because it's not something that I spend a lot of time on anymore. What I spend a lot of time on is on technology. And today, a little bounce around technology, tech post. In my podcast. So one of the things that, like I said, I spend a lot of time on is technology and looking to the future. And right now, as I look to the future, I'm looking at a couple of things on my desk. I have a document scanner that is designed to scan, you know, double-sided or single-sided documents. Goes to about one of my computers that I use to scan documents. I also have one other scanner in the house, and at this point, I have two other scanners. I have one scanner that is just wholly, completely devoted to scanning pictures. It's the Epson Perfection series. So I have an Epson document scanner, an Epson Perfection series, and then I have a new one. It's called Aura, A-U-R-A, from Scissor, C-Z-U-R. It's a Chinese company, and because of that, you know, I'm right, right. And the software, I will honestly tell you, isn't epic. But Scissor has done a really good job building a very flexible scanner that lets you do books. I don't know why it took as long as it did for people to realize that scanning books is kind of critical, because like anything else, you know, I've moved 100,000 pictures to from print format and slide format to digital. Well, the same is true of books. You know, I've got a lot of books, and there are books that I need to recite and reuse that I wrote, and so it's kind of interesting. You know, when you think about the concept of scanning and you look at the reality of what a scanner is today compared to what it was. The Epson Perfection is the traditional flatbed scanner. The Epson document scanner is the newer style of, you know, sheet fed. I think you can feed up to 20 sheets into the scanner. And I use that probably the most of any scanner to scan a large number of freestanding sheets that I get. Mostly what it is, you know, because of the way things work, you get a signed PDF. You have to sign it with, they want actual they want actual ink to paper signature. So because of that, I have to sign it, fill it all out on the computer, print it, sign it, scan it back in, and send it as a PDF. But it has to physically be signed pen to paper. So it is an interesting reality. And the document scanner is something I use for that process frequently. There are other things, obviously, that you know you can scan and I've got a couple of other scanners. I don't really call them scanners because they really only have one purpose. But that's the growing world of 3D and scanning things in three dimension. I actually have a 360-degree camera that also acts as a three-dimensional scanner, which is kind of an interesting juxtaposition of technology there. So when you start thinking about this concept of what is a scanner? You know, it kind of changes over time, but that's what I have right now. And it's been an interesting trip because over the years, I've had flatbed scanners for probably most of the last 25 years. Flatbed scanners that used to cost, you know, thousands of dollars or you know, $600, $700, $800. I think the Epson Perfection is the most expensive scanner I have, and it's $500, and it scans pristine pictures. The software is smart. The software actually comes up and it'll tell you things like, hey, are you sure you want to do it that way? Do you want me to fix the bugs and the issues? Now, when I scanned my father's and my grandfather's slides and pictures, I did not modify the pictures. I could not do that. That's an emotional issue for me, not a technology issue. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson, and I really appreciate that you spent some time with me today with my podcast. Have a great day.